Hello. Hello, Andrew. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm brilliant, thank you very much. Absolutely wonderful.
Thank you very much.
I can't complain. That is a great little video. Love it.
Yeah, it's lovely, and it's done well. It's had about 100,000 views, Facebook alone, at the moment.
Wow, that's brilliant. Did it do its job, though? Did people go and donate a pound?
They did. 30,000 people did.
Wow.
And then Captain Tom, or Sir, should I say, Sir Tom?
Yeah.
Well, stole the limelight, really. Absolutely trailblazed ahead with like 33 million, I think, for the NHS. So we let him take over after that.
Yeah, but... You know, it all well and good walking around your garden, but he can't sing a note, bless him.
I did see a remarkable performance with him and Michael Ball once.
Oh, yes, yes.
They did get to number one, didn't they?
I don't know, I've stopped watching the charts.
Well, I think he's a number one. I think he might be a chart topper, so should tread carefully there.
Yeah, true, but he still can't sing as good as Michael Ball either, but hey, who can?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a great video on YouTube. If anybody wants to go and see it, it's just put in the Busketeers Choir and it comes up. Stand By Me, NHS Appeal. And you've got a new one coming out, haven't you? Which is Summer of 69.
Yes, well, it came out on Friday, which was it was our next project. We've undergone a significant upgrade, obviously, with Stand By Me. It was a bit of trial and error, really, because we were a community choir, and then lockdown prevented us from meeting. So I was trying to find a way to connect the members, to keep them singing.
Yeah.
And so I said to everyone, just sing along to the backing track, send me the video, and I'll just put it all together. And that's essentially what Stand By Me was, wasn't it? And to my pleasant surprise, it actually sounded like amazing.
It does. It sounds great. It's wonderful.
With our new one, we wanted to change the dynamic a bit, because, of course, Stand By Me is very beautiful.
Yeah.
Very pretty, but a lot of the time choir singing is fun, or it's supposed to be fun anyway, and we wanted some feel good upbeat rock and roll, so we went with a cover of Summer of 69. And of course, as we get more experience with making these videos, they get better, and Summer of 69, I feel like, is really, really good. Really good to watch.
The new video's great, it really is.
Yeah.
The way it it's just a lot more animated. Instead of looking at, I mean, Stand By Me is great. You're looking at the video, you're in the middle, waving your arms about, and singing along, or miming along, whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're looking at all these little squares of people singing, and you really like get close up to the screen going, do I know that person? Is that so and so?
Exactly. Well, it's really emotional, Stand By Me, because I made it for them. I arrange all the music and all of the music in the backing track, and the choir arrangement too.
Right.
And so Stand By Me was like a little present for my choir, because they're very loyal to me as a and they support me. It's my job is to teach them, and
yes.
So I am able to do a job that I love, and I provide, you know, it provides me with a roof over my head, and I've got three young children, and I'm married, and so they support me and my family. So I was overwhelmed with gratitude, so I made that song for them, because they initially stood by me, and then of course we went into lockdown, and it just fitted really nicely for a collection, because really that's what the Busketeers Choir was all about.
Well, it says it all, doesn't it, Andrew? It's Stand By Me.
Yeah, exactly. It does say it all, exactly that. And so we were able to, the Busketeers, the point of us was to busk for charity. That's what we wanted to do. We love singing together.
Yeah.
We love making music. We love being a choir. And we wanted to put it to good use by busking. So the members will nominate a charity they want to busk for. That was always the plan anyway.
Right.
And then we would go out and busk for that charity, and we could try and earn a bit of a donation.
Why not? What a great idea.
Yeah, that was what it was initially supposed to be. And then, of course, we went into lockdown, and now virtual choir is where it's at.
So what's your pedigree before Busketeers?
Say that again, so I didn't hear you.
What's your pedigree before the Busketeers? What did you do before that?
Well, so I've always been a freelance musician. I left university. I left university in 2010, so 10 years ago now.
Wow.
A long time.
It seems like last week, doesn't it, 2010?
I know, I've got to be responsible now. So, So I've got a degree in music composition. That was what I wanted to do, and I wanted to be a teacher. I wanted to train as a teacher because I was very passionate about teaching. And then I got sort of headhunted by a professional band, and then so I did a bit of touring, and then I ended up getting my fix from teaching in sort of contemporary choir groups, which was really good fun, and actually that's where I felt really at home, because I got all of the good bits of teaching.
Yeah.
I get the people that they want to be taught, and you know, there's people in this world that actually listen to me, which is just unbelievable.
Makes a change, doesn't it?
I know. You get into a room full of people who want to be there. I mean, it's crazy, and they want to hear what I've got to say. It's madness. So I love it. I love it. It's just the best job. It's the best job ever, and it's fun. And you get to unlock the potential of people. Their confidence is just shattered. Normal people.
Yeah.
When it comes to singing and music, they just don't think they can do it. It's mind blowing. And then, your job as a choir leader is to inspire them into believing that they can. And then when they do something like this, so right. Our Summer of 69 video, it went out on Friday. It's had 19,000 views on our Facebook page alone.
So wow.
It's on lots of different ones. So it's well over 25,000 views. It's reached 60,000 people. And these are just normal people who were terrified about making a silly video and sending it to me. And the response is from just the members. I mean, the response from the public is just totally overwhelming. Brian Adams has actually seen it.
Oh.
He's messaged us back on social media saying it's absolutely incredible.
Brilliant.
And it's just amazing. So, you know, these are normal people.
Yeah.
Who are getting recognised by it. Like an actual living legend, Brian Adams.
So that is amazing. So
it's crazy, isn't it?
It is. It's very surreal.
Yeah.
Very surreal. I've done something similar with the band I'm in. We wrote a song about Susie Quattro.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, having a poster of Susie Quattro on your bedroom wall when mm-hmm. you were younger. All because she said something to me once at a yeah. jam. She said so, and our guitarist went off and wrote a song. And we performed it in front of Susie Quattro, and she sat there just watching us, no expression on her face. And it was
yeah.
really weird for me, yeah. singing this song. And she said, I'm so happy and smiley. And I found out from afterwards from her daughter that she absolutely loved it, because nobody's actually really written a song for her.
Yeah.
About her. And
yeah, it's amazing, isn't it?
It's very surreal when something like that happens. So
yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Now,
yeah.
what I want to ask you, between me and you and the gatepost, say one of my wonderful listeners is thinking, well, I can sing in the bath, I can sing in the shower, but I don't really want to get up in front of anybody and sing. But I don't mind being in a choir, standing at the back and singing mm-hmm. in my own little world. How would you encourage them to come and join your little choir, and what would you do to bring out the potential?
Well, everyone starts off with that same sort of position. Everyone sort of starts off in this position of doubt, where they sort of go, well, I can't do that. I love singing, but I couldn't do that. That is the general starting position, and it is an uphill struggle to convince people that actually they can, because a lot of the time they've never been told that they can.
Yeah.
A lot of the time, you know, the general reaction from people is, don't give up your day job, you know, that sort of thing when people are singing.
Yeah, they think they're being funny.
My mum was the same when I was at home, and my mum was singing around the house. She'd just get comments like that all the time.
Yeah.
So,
but people
know, so
think they're funny doing that, and sometimes they're not, because you're putting somebody off that possibly has the potential to get
yeah,
out there and do it.
It becomes the truth for them. It just becomes their position. Oh, I love singing, but I can't really do it.
Yeah.
Which, of course, is not the case, because you know everyone can manage to sing Happy Birthday at a birthday party.
Of course.
It's not that hard.
I mean,
it's literally, that's all you have to do. So it's a lot of it is overcoming confidence. That's the main thing.
Yeah.
So what I would suggest that whoever really loves singing and would be way too scared to get into a choir is to just give it a try. I mean, you can come and sing with us, and you just can give it a try. At the moment, we're obviously singing online, which is even more strange than it might be singing in a room, because of course the way the members learn songs at the moment is that I teach them live over Facebook. Some of
yeah.
them are not great with Facebook, to be honest, and we support them and we help help them get online. We get them an account, you know, we get them logged in, and we get them into the this sort of private members-only Facebook group where they can tune in.
Yeah.
Normally Monday nights. If they can't make the live stream Monday night, then they can catch up, you know, because it all stays there, so they can watch it anytime, really.
Of course.
And so what they do is they watch on the iPad or their telly or their phone, and they learn in the songs from home. We've really got our head around it now, the online teaching. It was a bit bumpy at first, as you can imagine.
Yeah, cool.
But we're nailing it now, I think.
So what you do then is you would teach them their parts. You play the root note on the piano, and then you'd sing their harmony to them, what you think they can do, and they go and learn that part of the song the way you've taught it to them in the harmony key.
Yeah, you got it. So basically, I will demonstrate their parts to them in bite-sized chunks, so it's not too overwhelming. I would basically say to them, you sing this, happy birthday to you, and they then sing it back to me. It's as simple as that, right? And then, of course, we start to build it up, and we build it up, and the further we go on, the more, you know, people can hear it start to take shape. It's really exciting to, you know, listen and hear it and sort of hear it start to build up. And, of course, at the moment, they're doing that from home. And then what we do is when the song is done, we make these little videos where people can, people sort of film themselves singing along to their part. They send it in to me, and then I can combine it all into, you know, this incredible sounding
video.
Choir performance.
Yeah, it is amazing. Now the next thing I'm going to ask you, mm-hmm. which is pretty similar to what I've just said, but yep. I've watched The Summer of 69.
Yeah.
And I was only 4 years old at the time, so I didn't really take much notice mm-hmm. of The Summer of 69 because I was born in 66. Mm-hmm. That's a joke. You can laugh. So anyway, I've watched The Summer of 69, and it's absolutely brilliant. But there's half the choir doing something completely different that goes with the song, like a choir would. So if you had the choir in a hall in front of you, you'd go, right, you, that lot, you're going to sing Summer, 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 Summer.
Oh, yeah.
And then you lot are going to carry on singing the main song, and then you lot are going to sing Summer, Summer. Now, how do you decide who is going to sing those parts in the choir? Is there certain people you know you can go, right, this is what I want you lot to do, while the rest of the choir can carry on singing the song, and I can trust you lot to put that little rhythmic bit in the song?
Well, no, there isn't a way. It is everyone's in. We're a solid team, so I trust all of them. They have never let me down before.
No. What I'm saying is, how do you pick? Because you haven't got them in front of you to go, right, you lot do that bit and you lot do that bit. How do you then, because as I said, I watched the video, and you have got a load of people doing like a rhythmic bit while the rest of the people are singing the actual song.
So they all sing that new rhythm at the end. They're all singing that together. So that was me being creative with that end bit. But they were all singing it. It wasn't allocated to a sort of like
I'm with you now
group or anything like that. It was literally like everyone's in. everyone gets tricky bits. So when I move the arrangements around, normally I have to keep them within a specific vocal range.
Yeah.
And it's not really in its sort of classical boundaries. It's more of a, because of course it's open to everyone, so you don't have to, but the idea is that you don't have to be a trained singer to be an awesome singer. You know, you can come in with us, and we can help you and encourage you and build your confidence with training and so on. So we just kind of have a low harmony, a middle harmony, and a higher harmony, basically.
Right.
And we've got some sort of prescribed vocal ranges for those.
Yeah.
So basically, as long as it fits into the range, I can wiggle harmonies around and basically I sing through each part as I'm creating it, to make sure that it's interesting, to make sure that it's challenging, to make sure that they've got something in there that they're going to enjoy, or something in there that resembles the main melody, so they get their little fix of singing something that they recognise, but also something that's new that's going to make them concentrate and go, oh, hang on, I need to think about that bit, and so hopefully it adds an educational element and an exciting element as well.
And then they get to watch the final video and sit there in awe and go, wow, that was absolutely amazing.
That's the best bit for me, to be honest. honest, because I had one email from a lady. She has given me permission to talk about it, because I wanted to double check before. But her email to me, like, it broke me, because I've not seen them in so long.
Yeah.
And she said to me, she said, "Hi Andy, I don't know what to say." This is when she saw the video. She said, "Hi Andy, I don't know what to say. I'm stunned by the quality of the video, and to think that I'm on it is nothing short of unbelievable. I've shared it with my family and friends, and they can't grasp that you have inspired me to take part. The girl who was booted off stage at age 8 for making a horrible noise." It's absolutely mind blowing. And then she said, "Thank you so much. I was very distressed making it, and of course, thought I looked awful and sounded even worse. But you kept me on course, and I'm so grateful that you did." And that's really what it's all for.
That is amazing.
It's for the members, really.
It is. But the other good thing is, though, if they're going to make a video for you to pop in that giant mosaic of sound, they can do it in the toilet with the door shut with nobody in. Can't they? They don't have to do it in front of everybody.
Yeah, exactly. They can do it anywhere. A lot of people sneak off and they go upstairs or they go, you know, this is where we have the rehearsals. They sort of sneak off, or you can actually get it on the telly now. So a few members, they kick their other halves out of the room and some are asked to leave the room. So, yeah, it's been an adventure. It's really good fun, and we're going to keep going. So if anyone's listening and they've seen these virtual choir videos and they want to take part in one, just get in touch or talk to us. Just talk to us about it and come and have a go, because it's really easy, it's really fun. And you know, a lot of people would say, you know, "Oh, who wants to sing in a choir from home?" But it's like, it works. We've made it work. You know, we've hit international headlines. We've been in the news in Spain.
Wow.
It's crazy. It works, and it's got a much further reach, and that satisfaction that you would normally get from a performance, we've just got with this video. And
yeah,
so
you can see that
this is obviously going to be the way forward for the time being until we can get back outside, which shouldn't be too much longer either, to be honest. So.
No, I think you'll be outside performing in the sunshine very, very soon.
Exactly. Well, that was always the plan, because we was always supposed to be busking.
Yeah.
So you know, that's where we're at home outside. We take the guitar, we grab a little Bose S1 speaker, and we can get to work.
Other speakers are available.
Yeah. So they're really good, to be fair.
I know they are. They're great. How can people actually get in touch with you direct if they want to get involved, or even have you come and busk outside their venue?
Well, they can phone us. So we've got a central office, which is very formal, which is like my garage. it's been my garage, so we're about to move out of it again and back to normality. But we've got a landline number that people can call if they're interested, which is 01206. That's a Colchester number, because that's where I am.
Lovely.
And it's 209-276. So you can call us, or you can go on our website, which is www.busketeerschoir.com. Good luck spelling it, by the way. But it'll pop up in Google. It's Busker, as in a busker with B-U-S-K-E-R. So it's busketeerschoir.com.
Yeah.
And then you can find our email address. I mean, it's probably best to talk to us, so we can answer any questions that you've got, because it is obviously it's new to everybody.
Oh, of course.
In a virtual choir, but you know, everyone's so nice, and we've had 5 new people join over the last weekend when our video went out.
Oh, lovely.
We had 5 brand new people want to jump in and get involved. So
brilliant. Absolutely,
yeah,
brilliant.
So it's fun. So come and get involved in the fun. And if Summer of 69 doesn't blow your socks off, then I don't know how I can impress you. It's really fun. It's really good.
It looked it. And you know what? If I wasn't such a front man and a lead singer who likes being out the front, leaping around and getting all the attention, I'd come and join your choir. I would.
Yeah, well, I would invite you too, but you might steal my thunder, and therefore we might have a falling out.
Oh, never. Never. I like to work as a team. That's why I like being in a band.
Yeah.
And our good friend Gordon Parrish, who says hello, by the way.
Hello, Gordon. He
is in a band. He's in several bands, and we're in a band together. And we just work as a unit, and that is how you should work. That's how a choir works, and that's how a band should work.
It's exactly the same. It's just that chemistry, that connection. I think that's really that musical connection is so important, and you get so much from it, don't you, really?
Yeah.
It's one of those really special connections.
It's making people smile, Andrew. It's putting a smile on people's face, entertaining them and lifting their hearts up. That's what
exactly
it's about.
That, mate.
And you've done that with the last video and this video. And I'm going to play your tune in a minute, The Summer of 69, and we're going to hear how great the new choir video sounds. But thank you, in the meantime, for coming on.
Having me.
No, a pleasure. And maybe, just maybe, one day when we can all get back together, we'll get you in the car park outside the studio and get you singing live.
Consider it done, mate. We will blow your mind.
We can get that. We can get you on the show and get a few people in, and we can find out their experiences firsthand.
Sounds good to me. I hope you've got a big car park.
It's the Brentwood Centre. It's a very big car park.
Good. You're going to need it. There's 350 of us at the moment. So.
Oh, I haven't got enough cups for tea for that. You'll have to bring some of your own. Anyway, meanwhile, Andrew, thank you for joining me. You take care.
Thank you.
Look after yourself and speak to you soon. God bless.
Take care, mate. Speak to you soon.
Bye.
Go to phoenixfm.com and listen to online guest interviews. Check the events for your area and listen to great radio online.